I've been alone in my thoughts. Can't feel this void between us. I cannot stand losing you, whoa, whoa. All these feelings intertwined, oh. Fighting the urge to reach out. And my stance remains unchanged, baby. I can't help it, I'm so into you. Oh, when you're ready, we could put this behind us. Maybe we can find us again. I know. Put this behind us. We can find us again. Cause I don't go. I was alone in this world, and I needed people. I know my funeral gon' be lit, cause how I treated people. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna. Between emotions, I know we got real issues. Can't give in so easily. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ain't going out with no fight, no. I'm just trying to play my part, yeah. I'm not ready to let go, whoa, whoa. Oh, when you're ready. We can put this behind us, maybe we can find us again. I know. Put this behind us, we can find us again. Cause I don't wanna go. I was alone in this world, and I needed people. I know my funeral gon' be lit, cause how I treated people. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna.
If I never sold dope for you, then you're 95% a hoop. I've forsaken all the rules. I done paid for all the dues. The first 48's the clue. Your jail cell was made for two. AMG's on auto cruise. The wrist singing auto tune. The dope game destroyed my youth. Now Kim Jones Dior my suits. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich boots that love the boost. I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the golden goose. I got them, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss. TV. Now make it make sense to me. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich boots that love the boost. I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the golden goose. I got 'em, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss.
Coming in at number 9 for Michael, Pusha T. And shout out to Pusha T, who I guess, at the time of this recording a couple of days ago, but at the time of listening, about a week ago, just completely disassociated himself from Kanye West, stepping down as the head of Good Music?
Good Music is
Yeah. Good on you, Pusha T. Coming in at number 8 for me, Kurt Vile and the track Flying Like a Fast Train from the album Watch My Moves. If I had to pinpoint my favorite musical moment of 2022, it was seeing Kurt Vile perform with the three remaining members of the Sadies at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. They did a workshop where they did Sadies tracks, did a couple Kurt Vile songs, did an amazing John Prine cover, and you know what? I'm a sucker for Kurt Vile. There are a few that can twist lyrics the way that he can, and the guitar work is always top-notch. I didn't love everything on Watch My Moves. I thought it kind of meandered a little bit, which is, you know, to be expected, but this track, Flying Like a Fast Train, was super awesome. Coming in at number 7, local trio Jamboree and the song The Birds Are Chirping from their debut record, Life in the Dome. This great, I guess, new, but not really new, Winnipeg act got it done all over 2022. They played tons of shows, all sorts of stages, festival gigs.
Didn't they win Best Live Act in the Uniter poll, too?
They won Best Live Act in the Uniter poll, and they released this excellent debut record on House of Wonders, a great local imprint. And their sound reminds me of so many of my favorite indie bands from the 90s, and definitely got to give a shout-out to the band's drummer, Alex Braun, who hosts one of our favorite shows here on UMFM, Pastoral MIDI, which airs on Thursday afternoons at 2 p.m. or 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
3 p.m. now. Jamboree and The Birds Are Chirping coming in at number 7 on my list.
The Kurt Vile set on the opening night at Big Blue Stem was also really great, too. I missed the Sadies workshop, but really enjoyed. And it, I think in part because, yeah, it wasn't just Watch My Moves tracks. It was, you know, a wide breadth of his discography and a variety of different things. Because, yeah, Watch My Moves, a little overlong in my estimation. Number 8 for me, from Carly Rae Jepsen's latest The Loneliest Time, another kind of somewhat uneven record, but that had a couple of bangers, and Talking to Yourself was the single that I most responded to. Number seven, from Melbourne-based band Glass Beams, they released the Mirage EP, from which Taurus is my single. I believe this is the best Krongbin song of the year. And I say this as someone who really, I enjoyed the collaboration with Leon Bridges and the collaboration with VFR Couture, but this is essentially a band doing Krongbin, that like spacey, groovy, trippy instrumental stuff, and really even better than Krongbin. And I hopefully when you listen to Taurus, you'll get where I'm coming from on this, and it's no great shakes off of Krongbin. I'm just meaning like this was the apotheosis of their work.
Check now, hey, that's just, yep.
Thank you. crash and burn.
Thank you.
We just heard from Australian act Glass Beams, coming in at number 7 on Michael's list. We're getting near to the number ones on the singles list. Coming in at number 6 for me, Angel Olsen with the title track from her record Big Time. I've been a huge Angel Olsen fan since first hearing her, and I don't think that I've ever heard a better use of her voice than on this song. It's a total throwback to the great female country crooners of the 40s and 50s. It's a sad song about heartbreak, and for my money, those are usually the best kind of torchy country songs. Again, really cool video in an old dance hall with her transforming from sort of her present-day self into a 40s-styled crooner. Definitely seek it out. Angel Olsen and the track Big Time coming in at number 6. And then something completely different coming in at number 5. Irish act The Gilla Band and their song Post Ryan from the album Most Normal. It's noisy post-punk from this great young Irish band that I discovered in 2022. They're fronted by what sounds like a very young Marky Smith from The Fall. The song pulsates and morphs throughout. It's noisy and then it's not. And at one point it even incorporates the song I Ran by Flock of Seagulls, which is pretty cool. Number 5, The Gilla Band and Post Ryan.
So we're away from like true singles and back into albums that nearly made the cut for me. Number 6 for me, from their album Sewn Back Together, it's Umbigazi with the track Cherry Coke. It was a big year for the members of this band. Adam Sturgeon is of band Status Non-Status, and Daniel Monkman is of Zune. They each released pretty solid stuff in their own right under their own sort of main focus band names, and then also released this collaborative record, and all of them were really good. So hat tip to Adam and to Daniel for all of their work over the course of the year. But Cherry Coke was the standout track, really playing into Daniel's kind of space rock and vibey kind of stuff that he does under Zoom especially. And then at number 5 for me, from her album Duality, Korean-Canadian artist Luna Lee. It's a record that features collaborations with Jay Som, Biba Doobie, and more. It was on my Polaris ballot and nearly made the year-end list, and in particular because of this track, Alone But Not Lonely, which I think is the standout track, but it is just a really great pop record.
I've loved long before. big town.
Still I wonder
just heard Luna Lee coming in at number five. That's another.
That Lily turned
me on to. She's a big fan of both J-Som and Bayabadoobie. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, was it Bayabadoobie? I didn't know that. Maybe, maybe not.
Could be. It's a ridiculous.
Bayabadoobie, Bayabadoobie. It's a tomato, tomato.
Scooby Dooby. It's a crazy name. Coming in at number four for me, the East Coast band now in Toronto. Always, however you pronounce it, with the track Belinda Says from their latest record, Blue Rev. Now, rightfully so, this album's appearing on all sorts of best of year-end lists. Because, you know what, like, I feel it finds the band achieving a fully formed vision for the first time. I like that it has an edge to it that hasn't really been there before. It's beautifully catchy, and this song showcases Molly Rankin's fantastic vocals next to some really fuzzy guitars, which I really, really dig. And then number three for me, the aforementioned Taylor Swift and the track Vigilante Shit from her album Midnights. One of my other great musical highlights this year was going to a late night listening party for this record at Park Alley's, my favorite local haunt. It was just really cool to see a young clientele absolutely losing their minds while they waited until midnight to hear this record, and then the place kind of quieted it down and they sat and listened in with rapt attention.
Did you ever go, like, I mean, we both worked retail. Did you ever go as a customer for like a midnight release of a record?
Yeah. And the thing that struck me about this one was they had a DJ playing Taylor tracks for a couple of hours prior. And again, it was a very sort of young clientele. Lots of teenage girls, lots of moms, and it was loud. It was really loud. Plus, it's a bowling alley, so there's bowling. But once this record dropped, the noise level came down, and it was like everybody was kind of seated and was listening. And it was cool to share. Lily and I went with our friends Aaron and Scarlett, and watching these young teenagers sing along was definitely a highlight. This song is a classic revenge tale. And trust me when I say that I don't think that there's anyone in this world that I would want to cross less than Taylor Swift. It's very, very clear that she's got a long memory. And that not only is she going to get even, that she is going to win every single time. And the lyrics on this are very, very biting and very, very scathing. And you can read all sorts of Easter eggs about who she's talking about on this record. This one includes a not-so-subtle shout-out to Scooter Braun, who's the a-hole who
owns her originals,
which she is like re-recording, and basically as a giant FU to him. But I guess he got divorced and she became friends with his ex-wife, and this song talks about hanging out with her, which is just awesome. Number three. Taylor Swift.
I know it's been announced she's like writing and directing a movie, but you know, if they were going to remake Single White Female, she would make the good protagonist, right? I can imagine her stabbing someone with the heel of a stiletto.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That's some vigilante ass. Number four for me from her album Piece of Me, which was released on Big Crown Records, great label, Nicole Ray, who performs under the name Lady Ray. It's her first record since 2016's Queen Alone. It's a really solid throwback soul record, but incorporates a little bit of hip-hop. There's some great boom-bap type beats on here. And the track Under the Sun was a particular favorite. Before the station reopened and I was working from home and people were kind of in still quarantine positions back in like the winter and early spring, I saw a DJ from New York spin this track into a live mix that he was doing on kind of like an afternoon DJ set from his home, and just really responded to it, and it never let up in terms of being an appealing track. Another track that I kept going back to the well on was Jamie Drake's Easy Target. This is from her album New Girl. It's a folk singer from LA, and it's her follow-up to 2019's Everything Fine. This, growing up, I'm sure would have been the type of track you'd hear on CKY AM. It's got that like sun-dappled 70s vibe to it. Would not sound out of place on there. And it's just breezy and lovely, and just makes you feel good, which is very often what I'm looking for in my top singles.
To the country, gonna have this big